From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Missouri lawmakers are taking up Governor Eric Greitens on his call to revamp Missouri's system of tax credits. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us one proposal would place smaller caps on several tax breaks while also reducing the state's corporate income tax.
That particular bill would place smaller caps on tax breaks for historic preservation and low-income housing and gradually shrink the income tax on corporations to 4% from the current 6.25%. It's sponsored by GOP Senator Andrew Koenig of St. Louis County.
I think it's important to lower, if we can lower our corporate tax just a little bit and treat all businesses the same instead of handing out these subsidies to certain businesses, I think that'd make our economy more attractive to do business in.
Koenig has also been appointed to a special committee Greitens announced last week to review the tax credit system. Legislation in the House, meanwhile, would require nearly all tax credits to be approved each year as part of the annual state budget. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The University of Missouri has hired college sports attorney Mike Glazier to help its investigation into allegations of academic fraud. The Kansas City Star reports Missouri and the NCAA are conducting a joint investigation into allegations made by Yolanda Kumar, a former tutor at the university. She said she had performed or taken online classes or tests for student athletes. Glazier specializes in NCAA infractions and has worked 7 years as an NCAA attorney. The Missouri Senate has sent the House their version of a bill to make Missouri a right-to-work state. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports on how the bill differs from the version passed by the Missouri House.
Both versions of the bill would bar labor unions from forcing all workers in a bargaining unit to pay dues, including non-union members. But the bill sponsored by GOP Senator Dan Brown contains a grandfather clause allowing any current union contracts to remain in place.
That was some counsel and work that we did with various people. The House bill does not have the grandfathering clause. I think that was a good move. Some protection for contracts that's in place.
So far, the consensus among House Republicans is to void existing union contracts. That could slow down efforts to get the right-to-work bill to Governor Eric Greitens' desk before lawmakers leave for spring break in March. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens says he met with Vice President Mike Pence at the White House on Saturday. He said he and Pence discussed how the Trump administration can help take Missouri in a new direction with more jobs and higher pay. Greitens also mentioned safer streets and better schools for the state. The governor says the two men also discussed the negative financial impact of Obamacare and said Pence promised incoming relief for the state's budget. Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News.